Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And folks, just a reminder, all you moms, dads, papas, grannies out there, Wednesday, Christmas Eve, join us from 10 to 1, Santa Claus, our very special show. Tell the kids Santa will take their calls, 504-260-1870. Mark your calendar. Santa Claus is coming to the Newell Norman Show Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So give us a shout. Write down that number right now, 504-260-1870. And then Santa's helper joins us, Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, by bringing home another win, the 5-10 Saints. We're going to the Super Bowl, but we got to be in the playoffs first.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year. But no, I mean, it's three straight wins. First time since 2022, the Saints have won three consecutive games, at least in the same season. They'll tell you that between 2023 and 2024, they won four straight games, but I don't count split season win streaks. That's not how it works, guys. Yeah. But no, I mean, it's just they're finding ways to win. That was a game that they should have won. You know, they went in as nearly a touchdown favorite. And it's like you're looking at a 4-10 Saints team, and you're like, wow, is that really how bad the Jets are that they can't hold a candle to the Saints right now? And, you know, the Saints, I thought, played well, but they also didn't score in the red zone one time. So I think that Jets team is kind of dead in the water. But you can't take away from what the Saints were able to do in that game.
Again, you know, it's going to sound like very repetitive from the last couple of weeks. They were competitive. They played hard. They were in the game. Bodies flying all over the place, trying to eke out that extra yard. I just totally enjoyed the effort. Some of the players after the game, many of whom we don't know who's going to be around next year, you know, very touching in their post-game comments. You can feel like the sense that everyone realizes there will be transformation with this team, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when you're you know, Cam Jordan, Taysom Hill, DeMario Davis, even, you know, you just don't know. I mean, Taysom, his contract's up after this season, or at least, you know, you have the void years kind of worked in there. So he probably feels like this could be his last game in the Superdome. Cam Jordan, you know, it's funny because they struck very different tones in similar situations. Both guys had a ton of family at the game. This is the second consecutive year for Cam because he wasn't sure going into after the season finale last year whether he would be back. He ended up reworking his contract, but you know, he sounds pretty adamant that he wants to play again. That, you know, I don't think he's ready to just ride off into the sunset, and for good reason. I mean, he's got 8.5 sacks. He's leading the team in sacks. So, you know, when he says, like, I have more left in the tank, I know he's putting up the numbers. So it'll be interesting to see what the Saints do with him, because I do think that from a financial situation, it would make sense if you could keep him around if he's still producing, because it would give you some flexibility with the dead cap money that you could push forward. From Taysom, though, you know, he struck more of a contemplative kind of somber note. He was asked about, you know, taking it all in, and he kind of got choked up a little bit. Because, yeah, I mean, it would be a surprise to me if he's back, not because, you know, he's unable to get the job done, just because I think this offense is kind of going in a different direction, and I'm not sure it makes sense. But, you know, it was really cool, in my opinion, to see one more kind of vintage Taysom Hill game in the Superdome. And I mean, like, you got it, right? You got the 38-yard touchdown pass, you got the 42 yards rushing, you got the 36 yards receiving. He's the first modern era NFL player to have 1,000 rushing, passing, and receiving yards, which anytime you can say that you're the only guy to do anything, I don't care what it is, that's monumental. So no, it was a nice day because you got the win, but it was made more special by the performances from Cam, 2 sacks, and Taysom with impacting the game in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I also loved very few penalties. I know it was definitely less than 5. I don't remember what the number was. I was kind of counting as we went along. You probably have it in front of you, but I mean, like, and it's like, this is fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 3 penalties for 30 yards. Which, yeah, anytime you can come out of a game with the number 3 on the penalty line, that's a big deal. No, I mean, the Saints are just playing kind of competent, quality football. And they seem to be getting better as the season goes on, which is what well-coached teams tend to do.
Right.
Right. You go back and you look at those Drew Brees, Sean Payton teams, and you'd get into week 16 and you would just be taking the wheels off people because they just weren't you had gotten to like the peak of what you wanted to be. And they are kind of just floating out there trying to figure it out. Right. I look back at games like the Bengals. I think they dropped 55 points on the Bengals 1 year. And it was like, that's one of these teams is a well-oiled machine and the other one's got parts falling off.
Yeah.
So no, that was cool to see. And, you know, big games for Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson. Like, what makes it more impressive is they were able to do that with, you know, obviously Juwan and Chris are your weapons. Those are your top two guys in the passing game, but behind them, it's like you're talking about the backup to the backup to the backup. You know, and you know, Audric Estime, I thought, played pretty well, but it was clear going into this game that, you know, the goal was going to be, let's get Taysom Hill heavily involved, and then we are going to use the short passing game as the run game, right? Like, you had Tyler Shuck throw, I think, 32 passes in the first half. It was tied for the most first-half pass attempts in a game this season. And, you know, ends the game with 49 pass attempts in a situation where you were ahead a majority of the game. It's not like usually when you'll see a guy throw 50 passes, which if you had Taysom Hills, they threw 50 pass attempts. It's because you're behind. You're trying to rally. In this case, they threw because they felt like that was their best option to move the ball. And, you know, it's hard to argue. I think getting away from the run game is what hurt you in the red zone. You were 0-for-3 in the red zone, and that's where you really need to kind of get some hard yards, get yourself closer to the goal line, and they were unable to do that. But, you know, against a team like the Jets, you know, you didn't really have to do much, so they were able to get away with it in this game.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't remember if it was pre-game, during the game, or whatever. They did a feature film, a little spread on Charlie Smith going back to his hometown. And he was 5 for 6 yesterday. He had a big game.
Yeah, I mean, 5 field goals. That ties the Saints record. I think Groupie did that against the Falcons a couple years ago. And they were all, you know, other than the miss, which was from 61, which, you know, that's, he had the leg. He just kind of couldn't get it pointed in the right direction. I have noticed that he seems to have a little harder time kicking from the left hash than the right hash or the middle. And I think the reason for that is when you watch, you've played golf, you know, you talk about shot shape, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's got kind of a high draw. Like, that's his natural kick. So he's going to want to start it out to the right a little bit and let it fade back. And when you're on the right hash, all you're doing is kicking it right at the right upright and letting the kind of natural kick kind of float back to the middle. And in the middle, obviously, you're basically doing the same thing. You might start it a little to the right. When you're on the left hash, I think it's just a little harder to find that start point. And if you watch the first kick of the game, it's from the left hash, and he kind of just sneaked it in the upright from 35 yards out. If that's a 45-yard kick, it probably misses. The 61-yard kick was from the left hash, and he missed way left. He did make a kick from the left hash well, like right down the middle later in the game. So he's kind of dialing it in. But no, that's impressive. Anytime you have a kicker, and I think he's probably going to be special teams player of the week unless someone ripped off a touchdown or a kick return touchdown or two. Because, you know, just being consistent on the kicks you have to make is what you need. You know, the 60-yard kick would have been fantastic. That would have turned a great day into an epic day. But, you know, the question for Charlie was not whether he had a monster leg. It was whether he could be consistent. He's made all of his extra points. His only miss was from 48 yards in the crazy conditions out in Tampa, again, from the left hash. So, no, the Saints are very happy. They signed him to a 3-year contract this week. He's going to be the guy. And I think there's a lot of young pieces on this roster that the Saints feel really good about, and he's one of them.
Yeah. We seem to come out of the game not so bad with injuries either. Do you have anything to report there?
We haven't gotten any updates on Foster Moreau, who that ankle injury looked pretty nasty coming off the field. I was surprised that he was able to walk off on his own power. It's another hip drop tackle that the refs just refused to throw penalties on these plays. But the reason they tried to get rid of this tackle is because of stuff like that. Like, it's impossible to tackle. It's almost impossible to tackle someone that way and not pin their lower leg in ways that are going to leave them injured. It happened against Alvin Kamara against the Falcons. It kind of twisted his knee. He hasn't played since. And Foster, you know, hopefully he avoided anything major, because he's had ankle injuries in the past. Again, he was able to walk off the field, so that's a positive thing. But, you know, we'll just have to see with him. You know, there's only 2 games left, so I don't expect him to try to push anything with these guys. And Brian Brzee is dealing with a knee injury. His is one that I think you have a little more concern over, because you just, you know, and it's just Foster last year, right? Like, Foster, mm-hmm, in the final game of the season, the final drive of the season, tore up his knee, and that affected this season for him. So you just hope these last 2 games you can avoid anything major like that that's going to impact the next season. So that's what we're watching for with Brian.
And we're headed off to Tennessee, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly. It's between the Saints and the Titans, these 2 teams have won 5 of the last 6 games. They got young quarterbacks people are excited about. So that could be a fun game. We'll have to see.
Absolutely. Well, as always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
You as well, Newell. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.